This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Man, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, as always, genuinely, every single day. Three fun hours straight ahead. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
you? What's happening, man? All good over here at Andy Bunker on a beautiful Tuesday in early May. As, you know, late night, we took a, like a 3 o'clock, fell asleep like 3 to like 4:30.
Well, good for you. Yeah, a little power nap.
A little power nap, but it kept me up longer than I needed.
Did that keep you up to the end of the second basketball game?
Yes, it did.
Well, you got a great finish.
Yes, I got a great finish. I mean, just everything you talk about as far as – because you know this. Of course, we're going to get the NBA. But you know this, new analytical basketball or whatever more than I do. Because I don't give a damn about it. But it's threes, free throws, and layups, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
It's mostly threes. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
If they're not falling, and you can get past them all day to get layups, but yet you still try to shoot it, because there's no more frustrating. It might have been a game. I can't remember what game it was. And I came here and said the same thing. They're the most frustrating. Talking about the Boston Celtics. The most frustrating freaking team that I've ever seen. It's not going in.
No one has ever missed more threes in a game than they missed yesterday. They literally missed 45 threes.
What about the game I was talking about earlier this year when they seemed like they missed 40? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, and that was one of those ones where it's kind of like, I don't know, regular season, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, yesterday was game one of a playoff series that they should have won. Like, they're still winning the game, the majority of the game, missing 45 threes. Like, they were 6 of, like, 31 in the first half and had a 15-point lead. Like,
yes.
So they were playing better than the Knicks, even with that massive, like massive issue hanging over their heads.
Goodness
and
they did,
like, and that is, you know, it's a legitimate criticism of the modern game of like, and that's not just basketball. We talk about all the time with the three true outcomes in baseball. It's like, all right, today's not your day. Maybe switch your approach a little bit. But no, there's no such thing as switching your approach.
God.
Yeah, no, these dudes shot 63s, Randy. Shot 63 pointers last night. And they missed 45.
And most of them were uncontested.
Most teams don't even take 45 threes. Like, if you would have told me 10, 15 years ago that a team would be taking 45 threes in a playoff game, I don't know what I would have even come up with a theory as to why they would be doing that.
Right.
Let alone missing 45 threes, and it came back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, again, they should have. They had multiple opportunities to win the game, even though they did that. Credit to the Knicks. They stayed in the fight, man. They battled to the very end. They outscored them by 10 in the fourth quarter to send it in overtime, and then, you know, they got what they needed in overtime. But, yeah, no, it's crazy. Like,
oh, my God.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm just like, what the?
Here's what I will tell you. I do know what to tell you. They're not going to change.
No,
and it worked. They won a championship.
Absolutely.
So, like, you know, we said yesterday when we were diagnosing all the different series and saying what you think might happen, I said, give me the Celtics in six because there's going to be one game where they miss all their threes.
I said five.
Well, last night was the game where they missed all their threes.
I said five, but now
they're not going to do that again.
Yeah, but
they're not going to shoot 25% from three again.
God, that was just awful. But, I mean, everything else, the Braves obviously got the win last night. Technically, it is an inside the park home run. I would do the same thing. I saw some clip. I saw some tweet. Guy said, "Did Matt Olson handle this situation right by not stopping?" No, you keep going.
Oh,
no, you keep going.
Yeah, no, there's no criticism of Matt Olson. No. The play was alive. You keep running.
No,
I was just sort of having a chuckle at Caleb's update saying Matt Olson hit an inside the park home run, which is true.
Yeah.
I just like, and I understand the updates are short, so we don't have time for all of the context. Right. Luckily, we have a full 15-minute segment.
Is that dude all right?
No, he broke his arm.
I mean,
his season's over. He broke his forearm. I guess maybe his season's not over. He might play
later. A collision like that with a wall, man. And the wall didn't even budge. Ouch, he didn't bruise the wall or nothing.
It reminded me of the Ken Griffey Jr. catch those years ago.
When he put his wrist into
went straight into the wall. Now, Griffey caught the ball, but he broke his wrist and was out for a couple of months. He's not okay.
that was unbelievable.
He's got a broken forearm.
But they took care of business. I didn't see the diagnosis. Yeah. I heard on the call, but I was like, how do you know?
That is what it would, because we were kind of joking off the air yesterday about how Matt Olson got thrown out in the game Sunday against the Dodgers where the ball tipped off Freddie's glove and then the second baseman had to make the throw and the pitcher fell over. It's like, you know how slow you have to be to get thrown out on that pitch?
Yes.
You know how what has to happen for Matt Olson to hit an inside the park home run? The left fielder has to literally break a bone.
Yes.
And that's what happened. I mean, he did. He ran into the wall as hard as you can run into a wall. You heard it. That was the crazy thing on the broadcast. You didn't see it because of the angle, right? I mean, he's way back in the corner trying to get there, and you couldn't see it in live, but you heard it. And then when they showed it, it was like, dang, that sucked. That didn't look like any fun. So Matt Olson rounds the bases and scores.
Yeah, man.
There it is. That's inside the park home run for Matt Olson. Bet he doesn't have any more of those in his career.
That's a strong possibility of no.
But that's not the story of the night. Story of the night's A.J. Smith-Shaver.
A.J. Smith-Shaver.
Carries the no-hitter into the eighth inning. Gives up a hit to the first
Who
batter in the
it?
Inning. My father-in-law, Jim. Jim texts us after the seventh and goes, "Hey, Braves pitcher's got a no-hitter going."
Yep.
I was like, thanks, Jim.
And then
now we know it's going to happen. The first batter next inning.
And then they just told me somebody in my ear. So, stop jinxing it, all right? Just like they do. Don't like how
Jim
they,
Davis.
How they
Jim
don't,
Davis jinxed
How
it.
They don't step on the line or anything. They just hop over the line. And go, I mean, just don't say nothing.
Don't say anything. Just say, hey, if you guys aren't watching the Braves game, you might want to tune in. Something cool's happening.
Yes.
You just can't say the two words.
Yes.
He didn't say them. He texted them. But uh-oh. The universe knew.
Yeah.
The universe knew. And then immediately it happened. And I guess my broadcast was a little in front of theirs, whatever. They watch on YouTube TV, I think.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't know how they watch. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I texted, cool, great jinx, Jim.
Uh-huh.
And they hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, damn.
And he was like, oh, I didn't even know it happened. And then we're like all on a family text thread.
Right.
And Jim and Julie are sitting in their living room in Lazy Boy chairs next to each other.
Right.
Texting about each other in the family text group. Like, yeah, you should make fun of him. He deserves it.
Right.
I was like, okay. All right. You guys are you can just talk to each other. That's all right. It's still a great performance. His best start of his major league career. He did get out of the eighth inning, allowing just that one hit. And then De Los Santos came in and shut it down in the ninth inning. But, exactly why we want to see A.J. Smith-Shaver with the big club every 5 days, getting a chance to go out there.
Yes.
He's gotten better every time out.
He has.
And he even had a pretty good start. I understand he has the options, so his situation is different than some of the other starters.
Leave that boy alone.
Yeah, I think you got to leave him alone. I mean, he had a really good start last time out, and he got hit with a comebacker. Probably would have gone seven or so in that start, too. And Snit even said after the game, if he had the no-hitter going into the ninth, they were going to give him 120 pitches.
Right.
So he was going to get the opportunity to try to close it out, which, you know, that's another modern thing that sucks sometimes is guys have no-hitters and they get pulled on pitch counts. Great to see. Great to see from A.J. Smith-Shaver last night.
Yeah, man, it was good to see the young guy. Like you said, it's unfortunate because, I mean, if he pitches well, they can't you know, send him down and all those things because of the options. But the one thing is if he doesn't have a good start or good two starts in a row, then it's like, okay, well, send him back down instead of letting him work through this crap, man. That's the one thing about the young players. You're so scared that you're ruining them, that you won't allow them to get through any damn adversity. So just allow the young man to stay up here and pitch. And as of right now, you still need him to be up here and pitch because we don't know what's the word on Spencer or anything like that. So, yeah, let him go ahead and take care of business. And, you know, hopefully – and we talk about the beating up on teams that you're better than. Reds stink. The Reds stink. And, I mean, I didn't say – and obviously they lost to the damn Rockies – And Chris Sale's last start, he started tonight. Go out there, have a good start. He had a pretty good start against Colorado.
That yeah, gave really
the
good
one
start.
Home run.
Probably his best start of the year.
Yeah, so just continue to build off of that and so on and so forth with the other guys. I don't think I'm impressed with the shortstop now. I know last week I was out on him. Out on him. Mm-hmm. Done with him. Now I'm back in.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Yeah, he is.
He made a couple really nice plays. Yes. I thought Ozzie had a couple really nice turns at second base. That's something we've been talking about. It's just like maybe just a little slower than you had seen, maybe not getting to balls that he had been getting to earlier in his career. Last night, Ozzie had a really nice defensive game. And Nick Allen's playing a solid shortstop. He's hitting the baseball. If he's going to bat 271 or whatever right around there, get on base and play defense like that, he's going to play.
Yeah,
like you know what it is with Arcia. Like, it's just, you know, he was in there because of his glove and you didn't have another option. Nick Allen's a better option at this point, so he's going to be in there. Eli White with another hit last night as well. You mentioned the Strider stuff. We did get a little bit of an update on him and Acuña yesterday. Strider's throwing, but there's no timeline.
Right.
Like, we don't know really.
Like a long tossing?
He's long tossing.
Isn't that how he got hurt? Long tossing?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Something throwing. He's playing catch. I don't know. So he's worked back to doing the thing that he got hurt doing.
Right.
And then Ronald Acuña is still kind of like kind of a mystery. Like, we really don't know. He's going to go back to L.A. for a final examination. I thought he already did that, but I guess he has to go back and get another one. And then he can begin a rehab assignment once that happens. Supposed to happen this month. Still don't really know when.
They've been extra cautious.
I get it. Extra
cautious and everything like that. Yeah, I definitely understand that. I mean, he's your best player and everything like that, and he's such a dynamic difference maker. You don't want to have any kind of minor setbacks. I mean, not saying that Spencer Strider had a setback because of the surgery, but he had a setback.
Right.
You know what I mean? He had a setback when somebody got hurt. You know what I mean? And you don't want anything like that to happen to Ronnie. So, yeah, they're just being extra cautious with it. I just still feel like there's something going on internally with him and this team. And, you know, hopefully it's not something that will ultimately lead to something that you don't want. But still, I think they're just trying to be extra, extra cautious with them.
What makes you think that?
I don't know, and it's just a feeling that I have.
I mean, the tweet.
The tweet, obviously, but then it's just like, you know, and you know, he's been hurt, so you can't sit up and say, well, he wants to do contract. Obviously, every damn athlete wants to do contract.
Right.
And especially when you're as underpaid as he is. But then it's the whole snit thing and just, I don't know. And that's just because me just thinking like I think about things when it comes to authority figures and an athlete. I just don't see the thing with snit with Ronnie. It seems like snit's like over it. Like, talk to Alex.
Like, he had a weird reaction last night to talking about it.
Yeah, like, you know. But, I mean, and that could be me just reading into something.
I think Snit's just kind of tired of talking about
it.
Because he doesn't know. Like, it's not up to him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he gets asked about it. Not every day, but, like,
almost
all the time, you know?
Right.
And it's not like he's trying to be coy. He just doesn't know. Like, I think if Snit knew, he would love to tell you. Yeah, he's going to start his rehab tomorrow, and we're going to have him back in 3 weeks, and he's going to lead off every day, and I can't wait. I think it's just kind of like, he's got to go see the doctor.
He'll be here when he's here.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Eventually, that seems like
I think he is about this the way that we kind of are about Kirk Cousins.
Right.
It's like, I understand there's like a little bit of news about it, but there's really not.
Right.
So there's really nothing for me to say.
All right.
I'm just tired of talking
about
it.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
So come back to
I think that's how he feels about it.
And you know what? I probably would too.
Yeah.
I probably would be too.
I think you would.
Like I said, just something that's a feeling. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Not saying it's anything of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, like there's something. And
there's something.
Because you don't send out that tweet without there being some sort of lingering feel. That was 6 years ago. You know what I mean? For that to still be there. Now, I just hope, and you know, I don't know that they've even been in the same room since that happened. They probably haven't, because he's been rehabbing in Florida and flying to L.A. to see the doctor, and he's got to do that one more time. I just hope they sit down and deal with it, like whatever it is. Like, for that to be lingering after all this time and a World Series and an MVP and two injuries and all this stuff, like to still be on your mind all these years later, You sit down like men and talk about it.
Do something.
You know?
I mean, and I think the thing with Brian Schnicker is like he knows this kid. He's been known since he was a pup when he got here. And so, yeah, I mean, if you can't sit down and talk about it like a man, or not, I don't even say like a man, just like a player coach or
like
whatever.
A grown up.
Or that's even better, a yeah. grown up, then we'll see. But I just think until, because to me, it don't seem like it's been resolved. To me, it seemed like it was something that was like, all right, it'll go away. And it just never did. And so, you know, but I think, you know, and think a lot more things are measured when you're losing and you're not having the best of the season. And he's actually, I mean, he's literally not here to go to perform and all those different things. So I go back to the thing.
Maybe Kelnick getting sent down makes him feel better.
Maybe. Maybe you don't
like
him.
That was the ultimate.
Maybe you don't like him. But I think a lot of times when you, because I've been injured and away from the team and sitting around, you have idle time.
Yeah.
Just sit there. I bet if he was on the team, he wouldn't have tweeted that.
No, no. Because he would have been playing.
He'd been playing.
He would have been in the game at the time.
You're sitting there idle and ain't got nothing to do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, oh, he doesn't get pulled, huh?
Oh, huh?
Anyway, hopefully he's back soon with no idle time to tweet. He's getting the outfield. We don't know when that'll happen, though. Got to go back to LA and see the doctor again. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.